This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Grant Wilkins, who's the CEO and founder of Australia's largest caravan park and holiday park owner, which is now called G'day.
Absolutely. Yes, thank
G'day,
you.
G'day, Grant. Everyone probably says that to you.
G'day.
Now, it used to be called Discovery. What made you change the name to G'day?
We've been around for 14 years, and Discovery has been our company-owned stores or our parks that we've actually owned and operated. And then about 12 months ago, we acquired the Top Parks brand or Top Parks network, which is a long-standing network. It's about a 30-year-old business, but they didn't really have a lot of systems. So we acquired that business, and we've now got the umbrella branding.
So was Top Parks own their parks? And did you acquire the parks?
We acquired the brands. And so we acquired the Top Parks brand and the network in terms of what it was, but it didn't have a lot of systems.
So a franchise network?
We don't own those parks. They're a licensed group of parks.
Right.
So in total, there's 270.
Not franchise, they're licensed.
No, they're not franchise.
So what's the difference?
They get access to all of our systems. So they get all the benefits of our back office systems from our sales through our websites. They get access to our training. So all the B2B stuff, the business-to-business side of things they get access to. But we don't have control over their staffing and their branding. So they can be an independently branded park, but part of the Top Parks network, which is ultimately part of the G'day program, which I'll talk
about. So how many parks do you own?
We own 68 parks.
And how many in that Top Parks network?
Oh, pretty much 55 of them. Most of them are. We've got some work stay parks, so some big.
No, I'm trying to get the distinction between parks you own and parks that are licensed.
Yeah, so we own about 68. We own about 55 of them are in the Top Parks network Okay, so it's like, and then there's 270 parks altogether in the group.
Why aren't all of them in the?
Because we do own some work stay parks, so some parks that are in the mining industry. That really accommodate the resources sector. So we've got some very, very large clients like Chevron and BHP and Rio Tinto and Monadelphous and those sorts of customers. They're less of a tourist customer. And so we feed them. We do about 20,000 meals a week through our workstay park. So we've got a big sort of resources business.
Oh, that's mining accommodation.
Mining accommodation, yeah.
Right, I see.
So we've got a big, that's quite a big business. And then we've got our big tourism business.
Right. Now, you started the business 14 years ago, as you say. Do you still own it?
SunSuper is our major shareholder. So SunSuper own about 95%. So they're about a $60 billion fund. And then myself and a couple other individuals own the rest of it.
Right. Oh, 95%. So when did that happen?
That happened in 2014. So it was a very big business. And we own, obviously, the freehold. So it's almost a $1 billion business. So it's a sizable entity.
Right. So tell us about the period between when you started it and when you sold 95% to SunSuper. What was that? What did that involve?
Yeah, look, we had a 2004. We started the business and we thought it was probably a property business, and so we bought lots of green grass. And then the GFC hit during 2008.
So when you say you bought green grass, you mean bought
lovely locations, but not a lot of income. So it was probably a mistake in the early days. So, you know, we started off and we thought we were building a property business. And then as it turned out, we really needed to focus on the customer and focus on driving experiences and driving people to our park. So the GFC was a wake-up call. We had too much debt and the banks got a bit tight on us. So we worked ourselves through that process, though. So we went to 40 parks, sold back down to 31 parks.
What you say there, you thought it was a property business, but it turned out to be a customer business.
Yeah.
You mean you didn't pay attention to the parks? You bought parks, but you thought they were just land.
We bought parks and we thought it was easy to operate parks. And
right.
The reality here is you need really good systems and really good processes. So, and online, I mean, you think about how people search accommodation these days. You don't, you know, there's word of mouth, but people are doing it on their mobiles and on digital. So, you know, we were probably more focused on what the asset was as opposed to what the business was. So it was a really wake-up call when the GFC hit. But we got ourselves through that, recapitalised our balance sheet.
So you kind of taught yourself how to run caravan parks, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I've got a corporate finance background, so I didn't know much about holiday parks, but now,
so what was the key to that? What was it? Was it marketing or you talk a lot about systems. What does that mean?
Look, really forward-looking systems. So we were the first people to really focus on looking out the front window. So rather than looking at your P&L for last month, it was all about looking forward occupancy, forward tariffs. You know, so I was really looking at forward-based systems, and we introduced that probably in 2010. when again, you know, really hotels, we put in quite advanced hotel management systems in 2010, and the holiday park sector hadn't even thought about a lot of the things we were doing.
So what's your main KPI? Is it just occupancy?
Occupancy and tariff, RevPAR, revenue per available room night, or revenue per available site is what we really operate off.
Right. And how much of your sites are empty, and how many of them have cabins on them?
It's highly seasonal. So if you can imagine, some of the southern parks are very becoming into peak, and our northern parks are off peak. So in terms of overall, there's about 4,000 annuals or people that live in our parks. There's a lot of people that live in our parks. We've got about 1,600 beds in the workforce section. We've got about 4,000 sites, as in caravan sites, and then about another 2,000 tourist cabins. So it's a big business.
Yeah, right. So what's the secret to marketing that? I mean, and who do you market to? Is it, who are your main customers? Is it grey nomads, or is increasingly young people?
Yeah, look. Marketing is critical, and we're spending about $10 million on technology, and we're spending about $10 million on marketing a year as well. So it's a big investment. The customers are really, the core of our customers are really 35 to 55 year olds. So families and the people that are actually looking for that short break. So it's a great alternative to a hotel or a motel, where you get great facilities in an accommodation environment, and you get people staying on, say, a powered site right through to a deluxe cabin. So you've got great alternative in terms of what you can offer a customer base, and a good variation.
But and a variation in price, I guess, too.
Variation in price. So, you know, $30 for a powered site, right through to, say, $200 for a deluxe cabin, which is, you know, can sleep five or six people. And then you've got access to jumping pillows and water parks and all the great recreational facilities.
Of the 68 that you own the freehold, right?
Correct, yes.
So the thing about caravan parks, it's always seemed to me, is that they always have the best positions.
They do.
They're always like on the beach, right?
That's right.
Is that true of your parks?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've bought, most of our parks are either on rivers, on the beach, in beautiful locations.
So the question that comes to mind is this the best use of that land, given the position of it?
Look, ultimately, there may be redevelopment of certain sites, but at the moment, we are an operator of holiday parks. So we've certainly bought and sold parks. So we've probably owned over 100 parks over the 14 years. So we've recycled parks, and that's when they have actually gone off and been something else. They've become a shopping centre, or they've become an apartment block. Although, having said that, it's not our core business. We are here to operate holiday parks. So we're not a developer of alternative use such as apartments and things like that.
Yeah, but a lot of the time they have beautiful views.
Oh, they're beautiful. I mean, they're stunning. I mean, some of our sites, Pambula Beach, for example, just southern New South Wales, it's, 600 metres of waterfront, 450 sites, absolutely stunning. Byron Bay, we've just got amazing property all over the country, which... Really?
So are they? Is there a zoning issue that they're only zoned for camping parks, or could you turn them? Could they be turned into apartment blocks?
They could, but it really depends on certain. Each park's different, but there's certainly a lot of opportunity to redevelop the portfolio. But at the moment, it's not something that we're focusing on. And to be honest with you, the customers love holiday parks. So at the moment, that's the highest and best use.
So what sort of investment return does Sun Super get out of it? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're generating north of sort of 15, we're targeting north of 15% internal rate of return, IRR per annum, which is, we're seen to be achieving. I think we're actually probably closer to in the mid-20s, but we're targeting 15% return per annum. So there are higher.
You're actually getting in the mid-20s.
Absolutely. No, we've
well, been... there's not much that can do better than that.
No, it's a very good business. It's a high cash flow business. There's no debtors and there's no inventory. So when you go to a holiday park, you pay up front, and there's no stock. So,
did you know it was this good a business when you went into it in 2004?
We knew it had good fundamentals, but we didn't realise it was probably as good as what it was. And I think the demographic and the economic environment has been positive. Even during the GFC, our business still improved. So it's quite a recession-proof business. People trade down. So the five-star resorts, people go down. So everybody being in the holiday park space and the caravan park space is probably the lowest area of accommodation.
So the worse the economy is, the fuller your parks are.
Well, they're pretty robust. In fact, high Aussie dollar, obviously not great for external travelling overseas, but a low Aussie dollar means that people obviously stay in the country. So there's a, you know, it's a great, and look, Aussies, our key customers are Australians. About 94% of our customers are Australians. So very little international, although that is also growing. So that is probably the upside. It's the international side.
You say that it's the largest in the country. What sort of share do you have? Do you know what your share of the number of sites in the country is?
Yeah, no, there's about 2,000 parks in the country, and we've got 270 parks in the network. So, you know, we're probably a little bit over 11%, you know, 12% or so is what we've got.
You're going to buy more?
Absolutely. No,
So you're in a roll-up. Are you? Is SunSuper going to give you the money?
Absolutely. No, we're a good investor for SunSuper.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Mid-20s return. They're going to buy as many as they can.
Yeah, no, we're a good investment for them, and we've got a great relationship, and they're a fantastically supportive shareholder.
And is it better to own them or to license them?
Look, it's a different model. So, I mean, there's a lot of parks we wouldn't buy because they're too small and we wouldn't actually operate them under management. So they give us the top parks networks. Gives us a network under the G'day Group, which allows us to have access for our customers to go and stay on their journey around Australia, and obviously still get access to our network without us operating them.
So what else is in G'day?
G'day is a great rewards program. So we're rewarding our customers. We've got about 140,000 customers that are part of the G'day network, and it's $50 for 2 years, and it basically gives all of our customers a discount of all of our parks and benefits from all our partners in the rewards program. So
you're trying to pick up subscribers who pay you $50 a year.
Absolutely.
And then you give them a discount.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic network. Makes customers come back more often, spend more, and their repeat visitation goes up. So it's fantastic. Right.
Good stuff. I've been talking to Grant Wilkins, who's the CEO and founder of Discovery Parks and G'day Group.
Thank you.